Paul Francis, political editor of the Kent Messenger Group. Today marks a very important stage in the process by which the UK is going to leave the European Union, as Theresa May triggers what's become known as Article 50, which effectively signals the start of the negotiating process with the other member states. And I think that's what's important to emphasise, is that this is not just a UK negotiation, it's a negotiation between the UK and the remaining member states, and there's lots of complicated discussions and negotiations to be had before it's finalised. In terms of the impact on Kent, well, there's obviously the issue of border controls around the Port of Dover and Eurotunnel, and on the French side of the English Channel. The government will want reassurances over border controls staying in France, because there are some suggestions that once Britain leaves the EU, it will be solely responsible for its own arrangements. And that might mean border controls being relocated back over to the UK on this side of the Channel. One other issue is the status of expats in the UK, large numbers in the South East and Kent and London, and some concern over their status post-Brexit, and claims from some quarters that they're being used as a bargaining chip, if you like, with the UK government refusing to say what their intentions are over safeguarding the interests of the fairly large expat community in this part of the country. But what is clear overall is that this is going to be a very difficult chain of events. The negotiation is not going to happen quickly or cleanly. And ultimately, it won't just depend on the UK, it will depend on the agreement of the remaining 27 member states, and I think that's often something which is overlooked.